Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Political analysts say the new federal budget is too big for most people to comprehend. Professor Stephen Scheer of Carleton College says it is a huge bill.
It would take days to really sort through and figure out pretty carefully what all the effects of this legislation will be. It's that big, one of the biggest ever passed. And the devil's in the detail. And most people are not going to have time to sit down and sort through it.
Republicans say it makes tax cuts permanent, cuts wasteful spending, and secures our border. Democrats argue the Trump budget slashes Medicaid funding and food assistance for millions of Americans. The Minnesota House Fraud Prevention Committee is targeting Medicaid fraud in the state. The committee met for the first time Tuesday since the end of the session, and Republican Representative Isaac Schultz from Fergus Falls says stopping fraud includes finding people who could get a job but refuse.
We have huge opportunities for jobs across the state to make great wages, to get jobs with employers who have health insurance, and the bill that just passed in Washington is all about ensuring that able-bodied adults, people who look just like me, that they're contributing to our society.
Travelers at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport will now be able to save a little time during security screening.
The Transportation Security Administration is rolling out a new policy that will allow travelers to keep their shoes on at airport security checkpoints. Passengers in general screening lines, not just those with TSA PreCheck, will be able to keep their shoes on at major airports across the country, including Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. TSA began requiring shoe removal in 2006, 5 years after a man attempted to detonate explosives hidden in his shoes on a flight. Sean Maloney, MNN.
Minnesotans can now nominate a product for the Coolest Thing Made in Minnesota contest. Minnesota Chamber of Commerce spokesperson Ann Yoder says nominations will be accepted through August 15th.
Any product that is manufactured in Minnesota is eligible for nomination. So if your company makes a product that you want to nominate, if you are a consumer and you have a favorite product that is manufactured in Minnesota, either way, you can go to coolestthingmademn.com and nominate that product.
Yoder says it's a great way to showcase the greatest products and businesses in the state. And the Minnesota Twins blew out the Chicago Cubs 8-1 in the series opener last night at Target Field. Ryan Jeffers, Willie Castro, and Harrison Bader all hit home runs for Minnesota in a 6-run eighth inning. Simeon Woods Richardson pitched 5 scoreless innings for his 5th win of the season. David Festa is scheduled to start Game 2 tonight. This is MNN.